Parshas Vayetze. I've always commented that among the many reasons I was zoche to come to Eretz Yisrael and make Aliyah, undoubtedly the value of Lashon HaKodesh is certainly among the litany of reasons. The ability to become proficient in Lashon HaKodesh and thereby examine many, many beautiful fundamental texts, the Torah, the Tanakh, Gemaras, Rishonim, all of the above are clearly enhanced by one's prowess in Lashon HaKodesh. And this week's Parsha, we have clearly a very significant reference to this idea. This thought I heard from Hagoyin Avigdor Nebenzor Shlita on a number of occasions. The Torah tells us regarding Yaakov Alavon at the end of the Parsha, Vayichu Avonim Bayasu Gol. There's a bris between Yaakov Avinu and Lavon. Stones are gathered, a pile is created. Vayochu Shom Alagal. Vayiko Lavon Yigasu Adusa. Lavon confers the title of Yigasu Adusa in Aramaic on this gal. The Gemara discusses this in Maseches Megillah, the use of Aramaic. But Yaakov, however, uses the Lashon HaKodesh terminology, the Yaakov Karolo Galeid. Undoubtedly, Yaakov and Lavon, when they spoke to each other a number of times in the Parsha, these conversations were conducted in Aramaic. That was the vernacular. That was the Sfas HaMedina of Choran. And yet when the Torah records these conversations, the Torah does not bring the conversation in their original language and then translate it into Lashon HaKodesh, but rather the Torah describes the Sicha in Lashon HaKodesh exclusively. And we understand on our own that obviously the original conversation was conducted in Aramaic. A similar phenomenon we find elsewhere in Chumash as well. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, who speaks to Paro, undoubtedly speaks to him in Egyptian. Paro did not know the Lashon HaKodesh. When Balak and Bilam converse between them, certainly they're using the Moabite language. And yet when the Torah records all of the above conversations, the Torah does not cite the original language that was utilized, but rather the Torah uses Lashon HaKodesh. So of course the question immediately comes to the fore, why is it in this week's Parsha, the Torah says, Vayikra lo Lavan Yigarsa Adusa, V'Yaakov Kara lo Galeid. Yigarsa Adusa is the translation, the Aramaic translation of the Hebrew Galeid. Why did the Torah say, Vayikra lo Yaakov V'Lavan Galeid? And we understand on our own that Yaakov called this pile Galeid, B'Lashon HaKodesh, and Lavan called it Yigarsa Adusa in Aramaic. Apparently the Torah wants to underscore a very fundamental yesod, very fundamental principle. Even after 20 years, where Yaakov Avinu is living with Lavan in Aram Naharaim, and undoubtedly Yaakov was fluent in the Aramaic language, and we're talking about an ambience between Yaakov and Lavan, and yet Yaakov Avinu, similar to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Shaloshinu es Lashonam, they didn't change their language, so too Yaakov Avinu does not in any way change his language. And Yaakov Avinu, when he has to speak to Lavan, undoubtedly he speaks in a language that Lavan understands. And he calls the Gal Yidarsa Adusa. But among the members of his household, Yaakov Avinu utilizes Lashon HaKodesh Galeid. Yaakov is makbid only to speak Lashon HaKodesh. And that's how the Sfarno writes over here in this week's Parsha. V'Yaakov Karolo Galeid Shaloshino Es Lashono. And even though it's true that the Ramah says that Lashon Aramis also has a kind of Kedusha, It was also given at Sinai. It's a language which is akin to Lashon HaKodesh. Look in the Shuter Ramah, Simin Kuf Chav Ches. And the Agos Ramah to Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, Simin Kuf Chav Vav, Sif Aleph. But certainly even the Ramah will be maskim that there's no comparison between Aramaic and Lashon HaKodesh. Unquestionably, this is so that Yaakov Avinu enunciated and laid down. Maise Abba Simon Labanim, as the Ramban has articulated, when the Bnei Yaakov go down to Mitzrayim, despite the fact that they were Shakua, they were unfortunately wallowing in the Tumah of Mitzrayim, but one of the specific areas that they were extremely cautious and circumspect about, not to be Mishane Lashonim, not to change their language. Ruvein Nichnas, Ruvein Yatsa. Ruvein entered Mitzrayim, and Reuven left Mitzrayim. Unquestionably, when they had to speak with the Egyptian taskmasters, they definitely spoke to him using the Egyptian language. Undoubtedly, when they had to purchase something in a makolet, they spoke unquestionably in Egyptian, but among themselves, they spoke with the Lashon HaKodesh. And because of that kpeda, Chazal say, there was zochet to geula in Mitzrayim. What is the chashivas of speaking in Lashon HaKodesh? Why is Lashon HaKodesh so significant, so central in our hashkafa, in our thinking? Why is it that because of this reason, Klal Yisrael will nigal mi Mitzrayim? And the answer is Lashon HaKodesh is connected to Kedusha, to sanctity. Klal Yisrael was Shakua. They were unfortunately sunk in the quagmire of Memtesh Shari Tumah, the lowest Madrega, and they almost, Rachman Litzlan, as a result, sank to the 50th level, which would have been catastrophic. And therefore, there was a tremendous chashivos. They should not alter their language. Dafka speak with Lashon HaKodesh. There's a famous Machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban. Why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh? What's the Kedusha embedded in Lashon HaKodesh? The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Perches, Ki Zeh Lashon Kodesh, why is Hebrew sanctified? Lo Yimtzu Bo Shum Tevas Gnai. You don't find language which is inappropriate. Veimbo Shum Teva, the Rambam goes on to say that there are no words to describe the sexual organs, items that relate to sexuality. Ela Bekinui. We use alternate language. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban contends it's not true. We do have language. We do have nomenclature for that as well. And then the Ramban suggests another possibility. The reason why it's called Lashon HaKodesh, says the Ramban, because Divrei Torah and Nevuah, words of prophecy, words of Torah, Dvarim Shebikdusha, all are said b'Lashon HaKodesh. That's the language that Hashem speaks to His Nevi'im. That's the language Hashem speaks to Am Yisrael. We have the Shemos HaKdoshim. Hashem created the world b'Lashon HaKodesh. Ramban in Shemos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And there's a well-known machlokes, the Taz, in the Magen Avraham, in Arachayim, Simin Shin Zayin, in the Taz, at Sivkot and Yud Gimel, in the Magen Avraham, at Sivkot and Chavtalin. They argue whether Lashon HaKodesh has essential Kedusha. Is it Kadosh Be'etzem or not? And that seems to be dependent upon the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban that we just mentioned. According to the Rambam, there's no Kedusha in the Etzem HaLoshon. That's the position of the Taz. According to the Ramban, there is Kedusha in the Etzem HaLoshon, the position of the Magen Avraham. So, we see the connection to Kedusha that exists with Lashon HaKodesh. And unquestionably, when one speaks using a Lashon HaKedusha that has an impact on the individual, that he himself will strive for Kedusha. Despite the Kedusha of Lashon HaKodesh, despite the Hashpah that it has on us, sometimes a person could use Lashon HaKodesh in a way which is negative in nature, which is not of a positive nature, which won't be Mashpia Kedusha, namely, if one speaks about topics that are inappropriate, if one speaks Dvar Masurim, Rechilas, Motzi Shema, Lashon Hara, Lashon HaKodesh, then it has no Hashpah of Kedusha whatsoever. Rav Shakei was sent in Tanakh, Mitam Sancheirev, who was the king of Ashur, to Yushalayim. And there, what does he do? He's Mecharef and Megadid Vishem Shamayim B'Lashon HaKodesh. Shevna, the Sofer, Eliakim, Yoach, ask Rav Shakei to speak in Aramaic, not B'Lashon HaKodesh. But he insists, he's intransigent. He must speak B'Lashon HaKodesh in order that all the citizens of Yerushalayim should understand what he's saying. This is in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Ches, Psukim Yud Zayin and on. That kind of a dibur has no impact of a positive nature. There's no kedusha that hovers over Rav Shakei, even though he's speaking B'Lashon HaKodesh. And so too, we can extrapolate from here to other areas as well. Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz HaKodesh, is Mashpia Kedusha. Yerushalayim HaKodesh is Mashpia more Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, is Mashpia even greater Kedusha. And yet, one could pose the question in the following way. Titus HaRasha, the emperor in the Kodesh Kodashim, who did a heinous crime, is he acting in a mode of Kedusha, or is there more Kedusha to Rabbi Shmuel while living in Bavel? And the answer is fairly obvious. Rabbi Shmuel had more Kedusha in Bavel. Titus is Tomei Shebitzmeim. He is defiling the Makom HaMikdash. He himself is completely and utterly tainted and corrupt. Rabbi Shmuel, Malachi Hashoris, they're angels. Tzadikim, Titus uses the Beis HaMikdash for abominable things. Rav and Shmuel are over the Hashem in Chutz Laaretz in Bavel. So one could either utilize Dvarim Kedoshim, such as Lashon HaKodesh, for Kedusha purposes, or Chas V'Shalom Lehefech. Eretz Yisrael undoubtedly provides Siyata Dishmaya to someone who wants to be Zochet to Kedusha, someone who uses it for Kedusha. And Bavel, the opposite. Bubbles Messiah la Bidazara. Rashi writes in Yemiyahu Perek Gimel Pasul Lamaches, why are, Rashi asks, Nimrod and Anshidar Afloga, why did they decide to Dafka settle in Bavel? Says Rashi, Bavel Eretz Psilim. It's a land that has Kaychas of Tumah that are just, in effect, enhancing Abed Azara. Idolatry. Of course, one who lives there is not obligated to be idolatrous. Hanani Mishael of Azariah went to the Kivshon HaEish in order not to bow down to the Tzelem in Babel, but someone who wants to be Eved Avodah Zarah, undoubtedly, the Tumah in Eretz HaAmim is going to assist him. And therefore, Nimrod insisted, Dafka, living in Babel, in order to worship the Tzelem, and we, Klal Yisrael, have chosen to live in Atzeinu HaKdesh and Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Mashpia Kedusha. The Eva HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, leave everything, lech lecha, me'aretzicha, me'moladetcha, me'beis avicha, el aretz ha'she'areka, in order that Eretz Yisrael should be Mashpia on Avraham Avinu and his descendants, Kedusha. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos in Avos, in the first perek, Mishu Yizayim, there are those who are chassidim, Torah personalities, in the Sudas Mitzvah, they don't want to hear songs that are written or that are sung in a secular language, even if the content is the content of Kedusha, a content of Torah of Yashamayim. And yet, they're ready to listen to songs that are B'Lashon HaKodesh, even if the content, Rachmana Litzlan, is negative, inappropriate, profane, coarse, boorish and vulgar. The Rambam calls this approach absolute foolishness. Sichlos Gemura. Because whenever I'm dealing with Dvar Meshubachim, with wonderful items, Divrei Torah, Chochma, Musar, you can obviously articulate them even with Lashon Laz, even in another language other than Lashon HaKodesh, the Baal Rashi, the Baalei HaTesis, who conducted their learning in French and German, and the great Rishonim of the Sfardim in Spanish. And yet, in contrast, if something is inappropriate, even with Lashon HaKodesh, it should not be uttered, should not be articulated. And actually, the Rambam writes, to hear Dvarim Chusim B'Lashon HaKodesh is worse than a person who hears it in a secular language. So, there's no question, one has to have a Torah perspective, which the Rambam enunciates, a secular perspective regarding this matter. But in general, Chachmei Yisrael wrote B'Lashon HaKodesh, because that's Mashpia Kedusha. Even though the Rambam primarily wrote in Arabic, his major sefer, his magnum opus, the Mishneh Torah, was written by Lashon HaKodesh, but most of the other Sfarim, Pirsha Mishnayis, or Nebuchim, were written in Arabic, because that was the vernacular, that was the language of expression. We are in the Chodesh of Chanukah, and we know that the Syrian Greeks, as we say in the Alanisim, they wanted Lashkicham Torasecha Lavir Mechuke Ritzonecha. They wanted us not to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Lavir Mechuke Ritzonecha. There were gozer, all kinds of gzeros against Shabbos, against Mila, Rosh Chodesh, other mitzvahs. But Lashkicham Torasecha, which is they wanted to cause us to forget the Torah, not to learn Bahasmada, not to learn Baomek, in depth, Biyun, Cheshech HaPnei Taim. And in order to do that, one of the things that they decided was to have the Torah translated, the Septuagint, the Targum HaShivim, Talmai, the King of Mitzrayim, gathered 72 Zkenim, Tamnei Chachomim, and wanted the Torah to be translated into Greek. Everyone's in a separate room, so they shouldn't be able to compare notes, but the Ribbono Shel Olam and Siyata Dishmaya gave them one daya, one position, and all the changes were identical. And really, that's an amazing kind of ness, but Chazal did not see that as a day which is worthy of being celebrated as a ness, but rather a Yom HaTaynis Ches Teves, where the Gemara says, and Chazal say, or Shulchan Aruch writes in Tovkuv Pei Siv Beis, Bachoshech Leilam, Shlosha Yomim, darkness set in. Why? What's wrong with translating the Torah into other languages? Why would Chazal kovei atainis? Chazal understood that there's a danger, a massive danger translating the Torah into other languages. People will no longer strive to learn Lashon HaKodesh. Better we learn in Greek. We can talk to our neighbors who are also Greeks. We can learn the Torah in Greek, and Lashon HaKodesh Chas V'Shalom would be in danger of being forgotten. The Torah would not be learned by Lashon HaKodesh. Undoubtedly, even if it's written in Yevonis, the Gemara has in Megillah, Yaf Yefuso Shel Yefes Be'alei Shem, the beauty of Yefes in the tense of Shem, Davka, with Lashon HaKodesh. However, having said that, much of the Torah and Tanakh would not be understood if it would be translated into Greek. Many midrashim are based on dikdukim in the Lashon, on gematrius, on Rashi Tevis, on chaseros v'yeseros, extra letters, missing letters. There's no way one can possibly translate into another language. And unfortunately and tragically, the translation to other languages had many, many tragic consequences in our history. When Mendelssohn decided to translate the Bible, the Tanakh, into German, and ultimately that led in that period of time of the Haskalah to assimilation, and his own grandchildren, Rachmana Litzlan, became apostates, went off the derech, and the Chashmonaim were struggling valiantly to essentially remove the Syrian Greek culture that gained entry into the Hashkafa of many Jews. And Debra Chazal decided to enact the Tainus when the Torah was translated into Yevanis. And so, the significance of Lashon HaKodesh, once again, by way of Sikkum, Lashon HaKodesh has in it so many beautiful elements. Lashon HaKodesh is Mashpia Kedusha, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to strive for Kedusha. The Ikar Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael has to do with fulfilling Torah and Mitzvahs, with Limud HaTorah, with Dikduk B'Mitzvahs. That is where we're trying to strive for a Tahara. And we know part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is teaching Lashon HaKodesh. The Sefer writes, Kod Nayadeh L'daber, once a child knows how to speak, his father teaches him Shema Yisrael, Torah Tzivol and Moshe, U'Lashon HaKodesh. This is the Tesefta Chagiga Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. And Rashi comments in Dvarim Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes, B'limadetem Osem Es B'neichem Adaber Bo, Mikan Omru, Sha'atinu Maskel Adaber, Ovin Masiach Yimor B'Lashon HaKodesh, U'Malam D'Tera. Once a child knows how to speak, his father speaks to him in Lashon HaKodesh, and teaches him Torah. And the famous Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos and Avos writes, Hevei zorah b'mitzvah kala gavach amura. One should be careful even in a relatively, what's considered to be a light mitzvah, says the Rambam, tzorech li zorah b'mitzvah sheyachshu boshi kala, even though you might think this mitzvah is kala, is of a light nature, simchas haregel, ulemidas loshen hakodesh, learning the Hebrew language. So there's a mitzvah, limud Lashon HaKodesh. So halavai, all of us, be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach shebizoyche, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, and those, be'ezah Hashem, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, echad ha'neilaba, v'echad ha'metzapi l'roisa, those who, be'ezah Hashem, all of our brethren, acheinu, in Chutz La'aretz, should have the she'ifa to come to Eretz Yisrael. For all the thousand reasons that are embedded in Eretz Yisrael, and among them, acquisition of Lashon HaKodesh, of this beautiful language that the Torah was written in, that Hashem Yisbarach spoke. The idea is to strive to achieve Kedusha at the highest levels. As the Torah tells us, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem, halavai that all of us should be zeiche to become proficient in Lashon HaKodesh and thereby continue our strides on the ladder leading to Kedusha, Vitara, more Kedusha and more Kedusha, higher and higher on the Sulam, Mutzav Arza, Beroshim Agi HaShamayma, halavai should be Mekuyim Bekarov, Amen V'Amen.